Wynton Marsalis is going back to church. The Grammy and Pulitzer-winning trumpeter and the artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center has created a stunning, sprawling work that combines secular and sacred music. Abyssinian, a gospel celebration, is currently on a 16-city tour for our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America. And NPR's John Burnett caught up with the show in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wynton Marsalis is sipping hot tea in a church conference room before the scheduled evening performance, and he's riffing on one of his favorite subjects, the universality of rhythm.
Do 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 be dee dee do 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 dee do 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 dee dee da. We all know Green Sleeves. There's a lot of music with that feeling.
He's showing how the common 6/8 time signature straddles musical worlds from a classic folk song to a jazz beat.
So if you modify that rhythm a little bit, now let's go into jazz shuffle. Do 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 ding 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 ding. That's the same rhythm. Speed it up. Ding 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 ding. African 6/8.
He's tapping out the beat with his fingers on a notebook.
So all the musics are related.
All the musics are related. That's a good way to get into his massive mass, nearly 2.5 hours long with intermission. The Abyssinian Mass digs deeply into what Marsalis would call the soil of the Black Church. Its shouts, its dirges, its spirituals, its hymns of praise. With this work, he celebrates the seminal influence the church has had on the music of Black Americans and the continuing pull it exerts on his own artistic and spiritual life.
The Abyssinian Mass tries to cover a lot of different types of music and put them together and show how they all come from one expression, as the Mass itself is about. Everyone has a place in the house of God.
Our God
set his course to 42 generations.
Bless himself.
And blessed Mary's womb. Enter this world all bloody and sweat.
Wrapped up, wrapped up, wrapped up, wrapped up.
Wrapped up in swaddling.
Marsalis, who just turned 52, was commissioned to write this piece for the 2008 bicentennial celebration of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem. His composition, however, follows the progression of a Roman Catholic service. His mother, Dolores, would take him to St. Francis Catholic Church in New Orleans, where he remembers the order of the Mass, from the devotional through the Gloria Patri to the benediction.
I love the form of the Mass, because when I was younger, I was always wondering, when would it be over? Because I was wondering, when is this going to be over? I started to notice the form of, okay, when they get to this part, it's almost over.
Every section of Marsalis's musical mass, like the Catholic mass, is distinct from the other parts. His 15-piece band charges into the spaces in between, playing complex sectional counterpoint, horns against reeds that would make Duke Ellington smile down from heaven. The musicians say Marsalis's creations are challenging. They always contain at least one passage that requires virtuosic playing. Vincent Gardner, the trombone section leader, has played with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra for 13 years. Sitting next to him is trumpet player Marcus Printup.
We're so used to playing Wynton's extended works, we're always looking for that in the music. Like, we know it'll be there. So when we get a new piece, the first thing we do is flip through it and find the part that has all the notes. Because you know it's in there somewhere. It's just a matter of finding it and then getting it under your fingers, and then you can play it.
Then there's the choir.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy
The director of the choir and conductor of the mass is Damian Sneed, a leading gospel music director. He handpicked 70 of the top gospel and opera singers in the country, ranging in age from 21 to 70, just for this tour. He plans to reassemble this dream team for future projects, so he gave them his middle name, Chorale Les Châteaux.
The choir brings the fire, and the choir brings the truth to the Abyssinian Mass. The choir brings the spirit. It's like the, you know, the breath of God.
This concert took place in Charlotte's African-American megachurch, the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, which made it special for many of the singers and players whose first exposure to music was in a church pew. Damian Sneed, for instance, who's 34, grew up in the Baptist Church in Augusta, Georgia.
Every note, every phrase, every rest, every chord will have more meaning just because of the fact that we are allowed to express ourselves, not just in a performance hall, but in a place of worship.
The choristers sway in their burgundy robes on the risers. Mezzo-soprano Patricia Eaton says it's both a performance and a prayer.
You know, the piece just has so many parts to it, and it was an extraordinary experience. It is an extraordinary experience. I'm excited, and yet I'm lifted to another place as a religious experience.
The Abyssinian Mass sold out all 3,500 seats in the huge sanctuary of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. The audience was also a congregation. They amened and shouted encouragement and interrupted the performance with standing ovations. Dr. Clifford Jones, longtime senior minister at the church, searched for words big enough to express his reactions.
Exhilarating, powerful, inspirational, affirming of both religion and culture.
What Wynton Marsalis has done is use the joyful stylings of the Black gospel tradition to deliver a musical message of universal humanity. He says he tried to put it all in there, God and Allah, exaltation and the blues, Saturday night and Sunday morning.
So you need everything in the cycle. You don't need the lemons. I say, well, it would be nice to eliminate winter, or, you know, it would be nice to get rid of the nighttime. Well, you can't get rid of all of these opposites because they are actually the whole thing. So there's secular and there's sacred. Shakespeare had it right when he said, to be or not to be. That is the question. And the answer is yes. To be or not to be.
John Burnett, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.